guess I'll never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. Have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground. Have a maid I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. I'll revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains of thanks. Sweet lazy life, champagne and caviar. Hope you come and find me, 'cause you know who we are. Those who deserve the best in life know what our money's worth. Those whose sole misfortune is having mountains, oh, nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Consume more than you need. This is a dream to make you pauper or make you queen. Won't die lonely, have it all prearranged. A grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains of thanks. They tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Mostly I feel low. It's gonna take all my mountains of thanks to surround me. Keep all my enemies away. Keep my sadness and loneliness at bay. For somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh mountains of thanks. I'll be dreaming, 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 dreaming. I'll be dreaming, 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 dreaming.
Moi je l'appelle mon miracle. You.
I can't know much about you. Other than the fact that, of course, you're listening right now to the radio, in your kitchen, or in your car, or over the web at your computer. I can't know that maybe you stole $10 from your mother's purse when you were little. And I can't know that maybe you're cheating on your boyfriend. All I know is that you need food and water and sleep to survive, and the rest, that's you. So what's that all about? A bunch of thoughts, a few worries, and perhaps a few secrets. Isn't it time you told somebody? Somebody like Pike Malinowski, the collector of secrets.
The mouse in my kitchen poops in the silverware, and I don't do anything about it. I slept with two male bodybuilders at the same time. One was married. I told her I was parking into this spot, but she wouldn't give it up. So when she left, I poured root beer soda on the windshield and hood of her car. I felt vindicated. I had sex with my girlfriend's mother. I'm cutting work today, sick day. I shaved my brother's head and blamed it on my sister. I still kind of miss Frankie.
Write down a secret, put it in my bag, and...
Where's your bag?
My bag's over there. I'll be here all day.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's fun. That sounds fun. All right.
Thanks a lot.
I went out to Brooklyn, a sunny morning a couple of weeks ago. And I stood myself in front of the main library. And whenever someone came up the stairs, I stopped them and asked them to write down a secret.
I'm doing a radio project about secrets.
All right.
So I'm collecting secrets from people.
And then it wouldn't be a secret, right? I'm sure I'm not the first person who said that today.
No, you're not. That's the whole point.
Oh, so you're asking me for a secret?
If you have a moment in the library.
Anonymously, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Secretly, I hated my grandmother, although I was her favorite. So I got lots of sympathy when she died. I'm kind of creepy. I look people from grade school and junior high school up on the internet. I've never had an orgasm in my 8 years of sexual activity.
I'll be here all day. You can
something
think about
something I never told anybody?
A secret.
A secret. You know, I was married for 59 years, and I didn't have many secrets, but he's gone now.
All right. So maybe you have new secrets.
New ones, huh? I wish.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I still have feelings for Jordan, but I can't let it be known. I showed my little cousin my body because he seemed curious. I like eating cat. My racism has become more severe since I moved to New York. I cheated on my boyfriend with an Argentinian horseback rider. We are conspiring to overthrow the US government. I've lied to my family about my lover's age. I am scared of clowns.
What's your secret?
My secret is that I got married without telling my parents. My mother does not know, and I've been married for a year.
That's a big secret. Why didn't you tell her?
She's too much in my business, and she probably wouldn't approve of it anyway, so she'll find out like some years later. I mean, she kind of got an idea because she works with my wife's family, but they don't talk.
Secrets? I don't have none. I cleaned out the closet, got rid of the dirty laundry, yeah.
How about an old secret?
There's none. I talked about them. I let them go. Now I'm moving on. That's how you grow. No secrets.
My secret is that my birthday is June 27th.
I used to steal all my classmates' belongings when they went home. I did this all throughout elementary school. I was a big kleptomaniac. For some reason, I'm really turned on by the smell of bats. And although I very rarely get to sniff a bat, when I do, it brings me into overdrive. I own a piece of property that my family doesn't know about. If my girlfriend didn't feel weird about it, I wouldn't object to getting head in this here job placement section of the Brooklyn Public Library. I'm scared of writing my autobiography.
What's my secret? Why do you want to know?
Because you want to know mine, so I want to know yours.
Like something for something? I'm just interested in secrets.
I know, it's wonderful, it's interesting.
But I actually haven't thought about my own secret, really.
Oh. I have to do research before. Dig in yourself, see what's your darkest secret. Then go find another dark one.
Dumping your most private thoughts on the collector of secrets, a.k.a. Pike Malinowski, can be a really liberating experience. It leaves you feeling unburdened and carefree, right? Thank you.
Chest. Shall I say what's gonna happen?
What's gonna happen?
Well, we are gonna play sounds that we recorded last summer.
Well,
and maybe you're gonna lie a little bit. Do you want to tell one lie now?
I can try. I can say maybe. Oh, it's very difficult now.
Yeah, sorry.
I can say. Maybe it's a bit silly, but I can say I'm not sick.
Okay. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. Or it's really bad that you're sick. Maybe.
I'm not.
You're not. So, there will be layers of doubt. Certainly for me.
Yeah. Feeling doubtful. Or you don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Firmly unsure.
Yeah. Not sick and unsure.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. Okay, but we will listen to some recordings we made last summer with our friends from Italy.
What are they called? No, I just remembered.
Nelly and Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you wanted me to make up Italian names.
Ah, sorry, no. No. Oh, you can. But this would be a bit difficult, maybe.
I don't think I know any. As we speak.
I do, but I'm going to keep them inside.
Okay. I'll just play sounds.
Great.
Thank you.
We. He. He. Mm-mm. Ah. Ah. He.
Mm-hmm. this night when you died, my firefly. What could I have said to raise you from the dead? Oh, could I be the sky on the 4th of July? Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk. Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die. Most of your life while it is right.